This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A group of Woodland Park School District employees is challenging an alleged gag order issued by district officials. A letter signed by more than 80 current and former staffers was publicly released Thursday. It challenges the policies of the current school board and the superintendent, including one that prevents public comment by teachers and staff members. Current employees of the district could face disciplinary actions for speaking out. Two men who know a little about the uses of a sharp knife will be facing off in a pumpkin carving contest this weekend at Panorama Park. El Paso County Coroner Dr. Leon Kelly will take on Chef Brother Luck as part of the Mental Health and Wellness Fest. The National Alliance of Mental Illness of Colorado Springs is letting people show who they think will win the contest through a donation area on their website. The Denver Broncos will debut a new helmet design at Sunday's game against the New York Jets called the Snowcap Design. The helmets feature a white base that pays homage to the snow-capped mountains of Colorado. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office in Colorado is giving more information about what is being described as a horrific scene at a funeral home. Officials said 115 or more bodies were found improperly stored at the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose. County authorities said the investigation into the funeral home started when residents complained about an odor around the facility, but it could take several months to identify all of the bodies. A memorial service for a parole officer who died in the line of duty last week has been scheduled for Monday. The service for Officer Christine Guerin Sandoval will be held at the Praise Assembly of God Church in Pueblo at 11 a.m. on Monday. A live stream of the service will be provided for those who can't attend in person. Sandoval was killed in Colorado Springs last week while attempting to contact a suspect in a parked vehicle. She and another parole officer were struck by the vehicle, and the suspect is now facing manslaughter and other charges. A motorcycle rider is dead after a crash early Thursday on Woodman Road near Markshuffle. The rider hit the back of a stopped truck and died in the hospital of their injuries. A Colorado Springs school district is honoring a former graduate who was killed in 1941 during the attack on Pearl Harbor. The District 11 School Board designated Friday as Daniel T. Griffin Day. The 1928 graduate of what was then Colorado Springs High School is recognized as one of the first casualties of the December 7, 1941 attack. He was standing watch when Japanese planes began flying over Pearl Harbor, and he was killed while trying to take off in his own plane. A 23-year-old Pueblo man is facing multiple charges after allegedly shooting a police officer earlier this week. Dion Council Rivera was arrested on Wednesday and charged with multiple counts of attempted first-degree murder, assault, domestic violence, and child abuse. Investigators say two officers were responding to a domestic violence call when the suspect opened fire on Wednesday. The Pueblo Police Department says the wounded officer was released from the hospital yesterday and is now recovering. A man named Paul Serdar is facing charges after police say he broke into the Colorado Springs City Hall early Friday morning. Police say he broke a window and caused minor damage inside.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We start the day chilly with freezing temperatures prompting a frost advisory along and east of I-25 and in the San Luis Valley until 8 a.m. High pressure returns to the region, though, bringing a spike in temperatures and sunny skies for the afternoon. We top off in the low 70s in Colorado Springs and in Pueblo. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and safe Saturday out there.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.